Hey, this is Michael Sparks here, and it's the Amsoil dealer training call for the Sparks team. And today is Monday, June 27th, 2016. Hope everybody on the call tonight is doing well. I appreciate you getting on. I guess what, I don't have a lot of announcements going, starting out here. I do want to get right into it. This is going to be kind of a lengthy call. I'll try to keep it as brief within the 30-minute time frame that we try to shoot for, but it might go over just a few minutes or so. So don't get your panties in uproar, as they say. This week I'm going to go over an email that I got from an Amsoil dealer that listens to our call, maybe listening tonight even, and I want to answer some questions on this email. So what I'm going to do first is read the entire email, and then I'm going to get some talking points from the email and go over what my feelings are. So it says, "Dear Michael, I listen to your conference calls quite regularly, and I'm confused about some things. I talk to everyone I get the opportunity to promote Amsoil and seem to be getting nowhere faster than ever. I have tried going to some stores and selling the products, only to be turned down. I signed up a Napa store here, and they never bought any product for stock. I sold 3 cases of oil to a Ford dealership, only to go back and was asked to pick it up. I signed up a Chevrolet and Dodge dealership, only to never sell anything to them. Most of the preferred customers only buy once, and then they leave. Over the years, I've ended up with excess of $3,000 with the products in my garage, and it does not seem to move. I don't mean to come across with a bad attitude, but I paid one man about $4,000 to help me promote the product and sold absolutely nothing. I was sent the T1 lead as a parts house, and he was ready to purchase the product and wanted to purchase on an American Express card. When I explained to him that Amsoil does not take the American Express card, I left. At a later date, I found out that Amsoil did take American Express. I returned to explain and was asked to leave as the account was given to another dealer. I have personally spent over $17,000 to earn $720 in a year. I remember you or someone on one of the teleconferences commenting about some people quitting. I have tried to do trade shows and did not get a customer from either of them. I did sell 2 bottles of fuel additive at the first one. I am at my wit's end and am not earning a living at the Amsoil business. What can I do to turn this around, or do you know? Thank you for your time." So tonight's call, I don't know what to say up front, but what I want to do is break it down into increments that maybe some people could listen tonight and decide if they're on the fence about, you know, quitting their Amsoil business. That's really the question of tonight: should I quit my Amsoil business? And there's a difference between quitting and failing. And remember, quitting is not the same as failing. Just remember that. And I'm going to talk about that tonight on the call. So the first one, I talk to everyone I get the opportunity to promote Amsoil and seem to be getting nowhere faster than ever. My comments are on that. The 3-foot rule. You absolutely talk to everyone. Is that a question? You really do? You talk to everyone? This seems impossible, but I digress. Telling people what you do is one thing. Demonstrating what you do is another. Some people talk the walk, and others walk the walk. You have to determine how committed you are to the business. When I got started back in 2000, I was 110% committed. You couldn't tell me there was another way other than Amsoil as far as the business opportunity went. I made it my mission to help as many people as I could understand the value of using Amsoil products. Now that I put a business card in every person that I ran into's hand? Probably not. Of course, I wear my AMSOIL gear everywhere I went. I always had a business card on me. And if the conversation came up, of course, I gave out my business card or whatever literature I had on hand. But talking to everyone is one thing. Becoming a professional salesperson is the other. We're all in sales, as they say. The fortune is in the follow-up. Giving a business card or catalog to everyone is a huge waste of time and money without a way to follow up with those people. So my response to that would be get good at the follow-up. If you're going to talk to somebody about AMSOIL products, before you hand them their card, maybe you should qualify them. Maybe you should ask them questions. Are they even a potential candidate? And I know everybody that drives a car or has any piece of equipment that needs lubrication is a candidate, but that's not always true. You know, find out if people are really interested in what you have to offer by giving the features and benefits that AMSOIL has with our products. If they're interested, get their information. And then follow up. The key is the follow up. On to the next thing. I signed up a Napa store here and they never bought any product for stock. I sold 3 cases to a Ford dealership and only to go back and was asked to pick it up. I signed up a Chevy and Dodge dealership only to never sell to them. I'll tell you now, every account I've talked to every account I've ever talked to or signed up, the percentage of how many have actually bought, you wouldn't believe it. I can tell you that right now. Every account that I go into and sign up, they don't automatically just buy products right away. It doesn't work out that way. What has worked out is the numbers. How many that I have to talk to in order to actually get a sale? Whether it's preferred customers, whether it's dealers, whether it's commercial retail accounts, how many do I stop in and talk to or visit with or talk to them about AMSOIL products that actually sign up and carry the products? It's probably 2 in 10 maybe. That's me right now. 2, maybe 3 in 10. You know, and I'm pretty picky, so I don't stop at every place on one street and decide if they're going to carry the products. And I'm pretty picky about who I want to carry AMSOIL products. So if I'm getting 3 in 10 after 15 years of being an AMSOIL dealer, 16 years this year, so this will be 16th year, 3 out of 10, that's my batting average. You look at professional baseball, what's the batting average? 300? Somebody bats 300, they earn a couple million bucks a year. Most of them are like 287 or 270-something. So remember that. You have a batting average and stopping at one or two places, getting shot down, all that stuff. It's just going to happen. It happens to every one of us. Jim Rohn talks about this in his audio CD called Building Your Network Marketing Business. Anyone who has, I suggest anybody listen to this, get this audio CD and listen to it ASAP. It's a couple of dollars. You can Google Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. It's a great audio CD, and it's less than an hour, and it will really help you understand how our business works and how the numbers work. He goes through the process of working with customers, and when you get a new business, you make up in numbers what you lack in skill, meaning you talk to everyone, and of course, when you first get started, you're going to get a few. But as you get better, you don't have to talk to as many to get the same number. That's the key. When you get started, you may get 1 out of 10 people or even 1 out of 20. But as you get better, those numbers will as well get better. So 2 or 3 out of 10. But then he goes on talking on the CD. He says, I tried to get 4 out of 10. He says, but almost killed me. He said, I almost died trying to get 4 out of 10. So even the best professional salespeople aren't gonna get gonna bat 1,000. It just don't work that way. So as you gain experience, get it down to maybe 1 in 5 or 1 in 6 or so. You have to talk to a certain amount of people in order to get a new customer account. Just remember that. He says that most of the preferred customers only buy once and leave. That's the nature of the game. Sorry, I'm going to tell you that right now. But what do you do to retain those customers? How many times have you thanked that preferred customer for doing business with you? How many times have you called that preferred customer to see if they need your assistance? How many times have you called that preferred customer to ask for referrals? How many times have you given the preferred customer something of value that they would feel compelled to remain as your customer of yours? And this doesn't have to be an answer. You don't have to give a hat to every preferred customer and spend $14. You know, what if you send them a keychain? What if you send them a sticker? What if you send them something that you really appreciate their business? It doesn't have to be a monetary thing. It could be a wonderful thank you card that really is sincere from your heart. That's the key to retaining preferred customers. And I can tell you right now that I've got preferred customers for over the last 15 years. Some of my original ones are still preferred customers buying products on a regular basis. So stay in touch with your preferred customers and do the things necessary to build that relationship with them. You know, they might not call you for an order, but anytime they place an order, they're still your preferred customer. Send them a thank you card. Sending something of value. If they provide, AMSL just came out with this thing with the preferred customer, new preferred customer program. They're sending out all this stuff to get them to buy more. You should be doing the same thing. Heck, AMSL's not charging you for that. They probably should charge, you know, $20 a preferred customer just to cover the cost of that, because it's a wonderful program. I go above and beyond that. What can I do to send to my preferred customers? We send thank you cards. We offer our assistance. We answer questions. We answer calls. We place orders for our preferred customers. We do what's necessary to help those preferred customers remain our customers, not only AMSOIL's. That's 50% of it. The other 50% is us, you and I, as our customers. And I guarantee you that 99% of the AMSOIL dealers out there aren't following up with their preferred customers. I can tell you that right now. I'll put my next month's paycheck on that most AMSOIL dealers do not follow up with their preferred customers. Just a matter of fact. The next one, I was sent a T1 lead as a parts house, and he was ready to purchase and wanted to purchase on American Express card. Explained to him that AMSOIL did not take it, blah, 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 blah. A date later, found out American Express was accepted, but then the guy was given to another account. You know what? This shit happens on a daily basis with me. I've been in AMSOIL for 16 years this year. The shit happens. This is the way to go. I just had it a week ago. A guy calls me, wanted pricing and follow-up, and said, hey, I want to get signed up. And the next day, he was already signed up with another dealer. I called Peter Mark, and the guy was on East Coast. I called Peter Mark and said, this guy is interested in AMSOIL. He requested information. I'm just going to tell you this right now. Next day, I got a call. He's already signed with another dealer. Okay, good luck. Bye-bye. See ya. Hope that other dealer takes care of him, which I'm sure he won't, because he's probably not a very good dealer. But good luck. Bye-bye. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, you lose some, you gain some. That's the nature of the beast. I can't tell you how many times in the last 16 years that I've lost accounts. Do I sit here and dwell in my office that I've lost? Oh, my God, this guy went off. Good. Bye. See you. What want to be? I'm going to go on to bigger and better things. That's the way it goes. So our system isn't perfect. The AMSOIL system is not perfect. But would you want something better, a territory? You know, I couldn't go somewhere else and sell products. Hell no, I don't want that. You know, the only perfect thing in the world is a newborn baby, in my eyes. Everything after that goes to shit. That's just the way it is. Just telling you. Get out of the box tonight, but I'm just saying, this email, you know, you either do it or you don't. I don't know what to say, but our system isn't perfect, but it's about as good as it gets. Try being in some other sales business. I'm telling you what, I've had guys in my same office in my last business. You could hear them over the cubicle selling to one of your accounts right there. It's in your face. And you go up and ask them, and you're like, what do you want me to do about it? You know, I'm like, hey, it's my account. I've been working with it right there in the same office. So it's just the way it goes. You know, we can't fault the system. We can only work within the parameters that are given to us as AMSOIL dealers. AMSOIL makes a system, and we work within it. How much of that last guy I was talking about was my own fault? Should I have registered him immediately as I was talking to him on the phone? He just wanted pricing, and he just didn't want to register right then, you know? So by the next day, he was already registered. Some guy. I don't know how that happened. I don't care. I told Peter Markham, well, you better tell that guy, send him all kinds of pricing information. Tell him good luck. Don't call me. I'll call you. Bye-bye. Move on to bigger and better things. That's the way it goes. So next one, I remember you or someone else on the teleconference commenting about some people quitting. I have tried 2 trade shows and did not get a customer from either one of them. I did sell 2 bottles of fuel additive at the first one. I'm at my wit's end and am not earning a living at the AMSOIL business. Well, I just want to say, you know what? It's okay to quit. If it's not up to you, if it's not your thing, quit. Just quit. Don't look it back. Just quit. It's okay. This frees up your time and energy to pursue other things. At some point, I had to realize in my life that I was not going to be a professional jazz musician. I play the saxophone, for those that don't know. After realizing this, I set my sights on other opportunities that I was good at. You know, I tell people, I'm the highest paid, worst musician you're ever going to hear. I play in the Army band, and I probably make 5 to 10 times more than those people down in Nashville that are trying to make it big. The one out of a million shot to do it. That's not me. I don't want to be Kenny G. That's not for me. It's just not who I am. But I tell you what, I'm good at being an entrepreneur and helping other people. That's what I'm good at. And I hope the folks are listening in on this call realize that. You know, I could have spent untold thousands with lessons and college and training and traveling to play with other musicians, only to find out later it wasn't for me. I realized this way back in, I'm going to tell you, back in 1989, I realized when I joined the Army, I'm not going to be a professional musician that's going to play with Kenny G. It's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. Not my thing. I enjoy playing. Believe me, I enjoy it. 100%. I played today. I play in several bands, but am I a professional musician? No, I don't consider myself. So, you know, how do I equate this to AMSOIL? Currently, I've got almost 27 years in the military service playing the saxophone in the National Guard as well as active duty. I did that when I joined out of high school in 1988. I realize I'm not the best player, even in my section, let alone the entire Army. Basically, what I did back in the day is downgrade myself to preferred customer status. I realize that, you know, this is not, I enjoy it, but it's not my thing. So I'm a preferred customer. I'm a saxophone playing preferred customer. You know, I realize I'm not going to earn a full-time income from it. Even on active duty status, I couldn't probably hold my own to earn a full-time income, but I enjoy what I do. So I've downgraded myself as a saxophone player to preferred customer status. That's just the way it is. I enjoy the products. I enjoy playing. Enjoy all that stuff. Make a little money. That's okay. Great. But it's not my thing. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, it's okay. You enjoy AMSOIL products. You enjoy using them. You enjoy talking to other people about it. This new preferred customer thing might be right up the alley for you. You know, you get the little promotional items and the free shipping and all that other stuff. That might be where you need to be if it's not for you to be a full-time AMSOIL dealer. Think about it. Just saying. You know, I think many dealers should maybe look in the mirror and ask themselves, is this what I really want? Am I spending time being an AMSOIL dealer, you know, where I could spend time doing something else that I'd really be better at? And, you know, I can't answer that question for you. I'm not telling you to quit. I don't want you to quit. I think the AMSOIL business is better than it's ever been, but I just don't think it's for every person. It's just not. Just like college is not for every person. Just like Whatever. Just like McDonald's is not for every person. That's why there's 15,000 hamburger restaurants. McDonald's is not for everybody. Not for me, that's for sure. It's poison. But anyhow, over the years I've heard the statement, if your wine doesn't make you cry, then don't do it. You know, why are you in the Amsoil business? Are you wanting to do the Amsoil business that it brings tears to your eye? Whatever your why is, I want to do this because. I want to do it because I want financial freedom. I want to do it because I want time freedom. I want to do it because I want to enjoy time with my grandkids or my kids, or spend time with my wife, or I want to travel. I don't want to work at my job so many hours every week and be gone. I want to slow down someday. I want to give the business to my heirs and my kids so they don't have to work as hard. There's all kinds of whys out there. I can't tell you what your why is, but if your why doesn't make you cry, then I don't know what to tell you, because I tell you what, this business, it will work if you figure out what your why is. You know, and my why back in 2000, it has grown, it has changed. I never heard that statement back when before I became an Amsoil dealer. But back in 2000, started out, you know, I didn't want a job. My ex-wife was active duty, and I knew I didn't want to go get a job that we're going to have to leave in 2 years. I might go find another job, and then we're going to leave in 2 years to find another job. We were moving all over the country. Every 2 years, we're moving. I wanted something that I could build on anywhere that I went. Little did I know that the Amsoil business would be the perfect for this and eventually become my full-time income. That wasn't in the first year. It wasn't in the first 5 years. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, I tell you that four-year career. You know, maybe I'm a slow learner. I don't know, but it doesn't happen at the same speed for everybody. Remember that. So another statement here on the email. Over the years, I ended up with an excess of $3,000 of products in my garage, and it does not seem to move. I paid one man about $4,000 to help me promote the product, and sold absolutely nothing. I have personally spent over $17,000 to earn $720 in a year. Well, that sounds like a pretty darn good bargain. Wow, that adds up to about $24,000 if you add them all up. On the surface, who would make a $24,000 investment to lose money? I don't know anyone. Well, these days, college kids are doing that all day long, every day. That's just for 1 year, $24,000. Heck, these people are $60,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 in debt. I don't know how many people you know that have bought franchises. I personally know somebody on our Amsoil team that has spent, I think it was over $250,000 on a franchise that isn't doing so hot. That's just kind of the way it works. So if you got $24,000 you spent on the Amsoil business to only make $700, can you imagine spending $240,000 and lose money? That'd be a pretty big heartburn for the average person. You know, how many businesses cost 10 times that and people fail at it every day? The key is find your breaking point. Decide how much time, effort, and money you want to put in the Amsoil opportunity up front. Do this right now today. Say, I'm willing to put in $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 before I see a return. You know, I'm a pretty cheap guy. I'm a tightwad, as they call it, you know. I've always operated my Amsoil business in the black, and I think sometimes it's to my detriment that I've operated my Amsoil business in the black. I'm afraid to spend money. And so I'd only say, well, if it's not going to give me back an immediate return, I'm not going to spend it. And, of course, obviously some trade shows I've done over the years that didn't pan out. That's okay. But over the years, maybe my business would have grown faster if I had put more money into some type of advertising or paid some people for online stuff. I learned how to do that online crap on my own, and how many countless hours of that I'm not good at. Again, back to the saxophone thing, I'm not very good at doing the online. It takes me hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I didn't get any A's English, you know, writing, all that other crap we did in high school. I didn't get no A's in that. And I have to go write blog posts. If you all got my email yesterday, I did a blog post. And I take some Amsoil stuff and I put my own stuff in there and try to do complete sentences and not misspell words. Luckily, we have Word today and all that other crap. But, you know, I'm not good at that, but I do it. And it's paid dividends over the years, and it keeps growing on top of each other. You know, the key is the compounding of the AMSOIL business. You add an account, then you add two accounts, guess what? You got 100% return on that. So, you know, as far as money spent, if you had $24,000, I'll take your $24,000, I'll put it in the AMSOIL business, because there's not many places today where I think I'd get a return on that would pay back, you know, even $240 a year, let alone $720 a year. So go ahead and buy a CD and tell me what your return on $24,000. Let's go 24,000 times point, let's just say 0.02, that'd be $480. So go buy a CD and get $480. That sounds like a pretty good bargain to me. If you did $24,000 and got $720, that's beating CD rates right now. But I think if you're building an AMSOIL business, you know, you got to invest money to make money. That's just a matter of the fact. However much you want to risk, that's the whole key, is how much I want to risk doing different things. And obviously some of that's a learning experience. You think of it as college, like I said before, you know, spending $24,000. Those kids going to college, they spend $24,000. Shit, they're spending $60,000, $80,000, $100,000, and they come out and they don't even have to wipe their own ass. I can tell you that right now. So I'm getting off the box. I'm telling you, folks, this AMSOIL business is still wonderful. You know, if I only spent $24,000 to go into college, it's just, you know, I just think that, you know, you can't underestimate what it takes to learn how to do this business. Yes, it takes education. It takes time. It takes effort, all those things. But if you work it right, it will pay you back dividends more than a lot of things that are out there. I can tell you that right now. So the key is find your strengths, capitalize on them. Find out how you can create a long-lasting term business for yourself and your family. You know, I do appreciate the sincerity and honesty of this email. The painful reality is not everyone is cut out to be an AMSOIL dealer. Think about this. How many people have tried out for a sport as a youngster? Let's just say baseball. Because all these young kids nowadays, it's summertime, they're probably out there playing T-ball, I think, is the first thing they start out. And then they go to all these little leagues, you know, baseball. So you're a T-ball player, and how many of those kids? I mean, there's like a six, you know, around your area, there's probably 10 or 15 teams, all these little youngsters, they all want to play baseball. And I wanted to play baseball too, folks. I wanted to play it when I was young, but I was delivering papers, and I'd hang on the fence. All those kids was playing baseball. I was out being an entrepreneur, so I'm just tell you that right now. So I don't know where those kids are at today, but I can tell you what, this right now, I'm financially independent. So FYI, this baseball crap is in all this cut out to be. But anyhow, so how many went on to even play high school baseball? Well, there's like, you know, 10 players on a baseball team, you know, all those little league kids, 6 or 8 or 20 little league t-ball players playing their baseball in the summertime, you know, 10 of them make it to the high school league. How many of them make it to college? But even less than that, you know, there's 10 on a college, but college takes for, you know, thousands of people around the country into that. You got to be recruited for that. How many make it to the minor leagues? Those are the ones, you know, they call them the farm teams, you know. You play in the minor leagues where people get in for $2 a seat and $4 popcorn. You go get to watch some baseball that's not really the major leagues, but it's, you know, pretty close. They've got those in Nashville, and I've never been to one, but if I was going to see baseball, I'd probably go see the minor leagues anyhow. But then you go to the major leagues. You know, how many people make it to the major leagues? And I don't know how many teams are in the United. I didn't look all this up before I started the call tonight, but the major leagues. You know, how many people are making it to the major leagues? Not that many compared to how many started out as a T-ball player. I can guarantee you that. At some point, we all need to realize that maybe we're not cut out for whatever endeavor we pursued. You know, at what point does that baseball player decide, crap, I'm not going to make any money doing that. I'm probably spending more. You know, they've got these things in the summertime for these high school kids where they're traveling baseball. I can tell you what, that's expensive. You know, if you got rich parents, they send you on traveling baseball. It's probably $24,000 in a year just to go play some damn baseball. It's dumb as hell. Yeah, it's me. But anyhow, so before you quit, ask yourself, did I give this 100% effort? that I do my part in educating myself in all aspects of the AMSOIL business, not just the products, but you're talking about sales, customer service, follow-up. Ask yourself, is this what I really want to do for the rest of my life? If I could spend the time that I'm working on my AMSOIL business on something else, should I go do that? Is that more important to me? The AMSOIL business isn't for everyone. It's up to you to decide if you want to quit. Being a quitter is much better than being a follower, or being a failure. You see, we can't fail at the AMSOIL business. We have to quit. And sometimes, you know, as we say in the Army, I'm air assault qualified. We have to cut sling load. That means we just cut it off. We can't go any longer. But before you do that, realize if you've done your part before you quit. So before you quit, though, I want to ask you this question. Have you read these books? I have, and that's why it's 100% impossible for me to quit. I believe we're in the best business out there. It's the perfect mix of direct sales and network marketing that allows an individual to create a business how they see fit, their own individual business. There's not a cookie cutter. You don't click out a cookie cutter and we only do it this way, that's the way we do it. As many AMSOIL dealers out there as how many different individual AMSOIL businesses there are. If you want to stock products, great. You want to be 100% online, great. You want to do trade shows, great. You want to hand out catalogs or whatever works for you. I don't know what your strengths are. I know what mine are because that's what I focus on, my strengths. You know, and then I find ways to improve the strengths that I, you know, need to work on, and I do those things. But before you quit, read these books, The 4-Year Career by Richard Brook, Beach Money by Jordan Adler, GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional by Eric Worre, Your First Year in Network Marketing by Mark Yarnell, How I Raise Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Bettner, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason, and Money Does Grow on Trees by Steve Spangenberg. If you want that book, I'll send it to you for free. There's some audio stuff, too, that I mentioned here. One is called Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn and Brilliant Compensation by Tim Sales. I hope everyone out there has a great week. This is a great call. I hope everybody decides today what they want to do and just go after it. Whether it's AMSOIL or whether it's some other pursuit, go out there and make life happen. Go do it. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Appreciate getting on the call.
Thanks, Michael. Great job.
Go do it, buddy. Kill him. Go kill him.
Definitely.
All right. See y'all.
Let's go on me.